now it's time to hear from Dave Spence, who has a thought-provoking question. Perhaps this one could be for you, Ginny.
Well, first of all, before I can say the question, can I just say that I think you're a fantastic programme and very educational, and as a teacher would say, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Gold star. There you go.
Hi. My question is, if you have a species of life on a planet that perceives itself to be superior to all other life forms, thus the invention of religion, is religion itself based on intelligence, or is it based on the concept of fear of death as a consequence of that intellect?
Wow, this is a big one. Ginny, do you want to take this on? What do we think about our superiority and our...
Well,
kind of thing?
It's a difficult question to answer because humans are the only species we know of that has religion. So the question is, how and or why did we evolve religion? And we don't really know, but there are two main ways that it could have happened. One is that religion evolved due to natural selection because it has a selective advantage. Those of our ancestors who became religious did better than those who didn't, and so it was selected for. Another thing is that it could be a kind of evolutionary byproduct. It may be that we evolved something that was really useful, and then religion came along for the ride as a kind of a byproduct of that thing that was useful.
I mean, I think there's an argument about that it having some sort of social cohesion, and a lot of religions have rules around hygiene and eat this, don't do that, Yes. Let's do this, let's go here.
So that's one of the ideas, that if it did have a selective advantage, that could have been one. It seems like religions came along around the same time that our ancestors were starting to live in bigger groups, when social cohesion would have been really important. They often involve watchful ancestors, spirits, that kind of thing. People keeping an eye on what you're doing. And if you have that ever-present person keeping an eye on you, there's this really big impetus to do the right thing. And if you're living in a big group, that's really important.
Where do you think the observation from South Africa last year comes in, Ginny? The Homo naledi findings, where these primitive people, they may be 2 million years old, appeared to be burying their dead. To all intents and purposes, these animals had a brain the size of an orange, and we know that equivalently brained animals are not known to be Einstein. So that is it that there's some sort of primitive thing that evolves that you want to have respect for the dead or whatever? David, what do you think?
I mean, religion in itself, you can look at it from two perspectives. As the lady said earlier on, as human beings started to live in bigger communities, and obviously there had to be some rules of control, let's just say. But I think also, if you look at religion, I think that the concept, I mean, this is maybe controversial, but once a certain intellect starts to be perceived and the consciousness of death starts to appear, then I think that religion has a role in that play as to ease the concept of death, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, so that would kind of fit with the it's a byproduct thing, that we became more intelligent because that was useful for making tools. We gained this ability to see causes and effects, but then that meant we were looking for bigger causes and effects. We were looking for something more, and perhaps we put together things that maybe didn't go together, and we saw a divine power. And then, as you say, once you start to understand your own mortality, it's very comforting to have an idea of an afterlife. And it does seem to be something that's really pervasive all across human cultures, human religions. They all have this kind of idea of the afterlife and what to do with your dead. And I think you're probably right. It's got an element involved there.
Absolutely fantastic question. Thanks very much.